Kentucky, Ryan Fowler, talk show host at Tide 100.9 FM, joining us now. Ryan, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Johnny. I appreciate you talking with me, and let's have some fun, man. It's good to have football back here in Tuscaloosa, man. It's been 3 weeks since the last time Alabama played a game and Mississippi State walked off that field, so it just feels good to be talking some Crimson Tide football.
You know, the thing about it, too, and I brought this up, you know, there's some teams, like, for example, Alabama, used to these kind of breaks and then playing, you know, a game, you know, with 3 or 4 weeks in between. This is something to watch out for today with so many teams taking the field that have not seen the field for 3 weeks. You know, we talk about Alabama. Auburn's in that scenario, situation. LSU is in that situation. Missouri also in that situation. So if you had played last week, or both teams had played last week, we'd have a better feel. You know, like, for example, with Alabama, you know they have all this talent. Will they be crisp over, the first 15 minutes, or will they get off to a slow start because they have not seen the field for 3 weeks?
No, I think you could see it either way. I mean, you know, you look at Alabama and the Missouri Tigers, the opening game, they showed flashes of quickness and precise, you know, in sync. But then they showed, you know, areas of rust. And I heard, you know, Nick Saban kind of debate this, rest versus rust. And he was trying to keep his players mentally sharp. But do keep in mind, you know, Alabama is one of those programs, and I know they do it other programs too, but the good versus good at practice is probably better than most games they play. So they try to stay dialed in, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Alabama even went through a practice last Saturday and tried to simulate more of a game-type atmosphere, you know, maybe not really calling it a scrimmage, but just having a chance to go. And when you're going up against a team like Alabama in practice, you know, I think about that Alabama defense that's still got some growing pains in front of them. You know, going up against Mac Jones and that explosive offense, I think helps some. So it's good that Alabama – you know, has been able to kind of maintain that level of focus that Nick Saban has talked about several times. But you're right, because that's where this game is offensively. You don't score points, you can't win. And Nick Saban has been on a platform, like a soapbox, like I've never seen a soapbox from him, talking about this defensive side of the football, that defense no longer wins championships. And I'm not sure if he's trying to motivate his defense or he's trying to speak the truth in college football.
Well, you bring up a good point, because this is the way Nick Saban operates. When he's talking and addressing the media, he's either talking to the media, he's either talking to the players, or he's getting a message to the fan base. And so this is like just the way, and it's usually the time of year, too, where we start talking about rat poison, don't believe the hype, and all this. Remember, this is the first game that Alabama's taken the field as the number one team in the country. 2 weeks ago, they become number one, but they haven't seen the football field as the number one team until this afternoon.
Yeah, great point. Great point. I mean, when you look at it and you begin to kind of look at this, and you know, this has also impressed the committee weekend. No, you're having a chance to sit and watch these games, break these games down inside of a room, and to be able to observe, you know, these top teams. You know, does Ohio State show up against Indiana? You know, is it Alabama, the Kentucky, a big time, you know, inferior competition? We know that Clemson game's already been shut down, so you won't see those guys. I don't even know, does Notre Dame, are they off this weekend?
I'm glad you brought up Notre Dame, because that's certainly a team that we're paying attention to. And
yeah, I don't know that schedule. I'm sorry, I may have threw you a curveball, but
no, they are not. They are off this week.
Okay, because I don't remember seeing on the schedule, but you know, you kind of look at impress the committee weekend and trying to find a way to, you know, blow somebody out, or trying to find a way to look like the best team. Because you know, those rankings, that first initial ranking, I know people say that they're not important, but it kind of sets the tone of the flexibility. Okay, if you're number one team, you know, and Florida's sitting there at 4 or 5, wherever, and you're going, okay, you know, you paint these scenarios. If you lose, are you still in it? And that's, you know, the rankings kind of give you a baseline of what this committee is thinking and what they value.
Couple of nice little stats that Alabama is going to keep trying to add to going into this game. Alabama 29-0 against SEC East teams. This dates all the way back to the loss to South Carolina back in 2010. So 11 seasons ago, 10 years ago, last time Alabama's lost to a team from the SEC East. And, well, not expecting that to happen today in Tuscaloosa. The other one, I throw this stat out, and you go, okay, what's the big deal? They're unranked. Alabama has now won 95 straight games against unranked teams. One of the things, the toughest things to do as a program is to take care of business, especially if you're not as motivated. It's easy to get motivated if you're taking on a top 5 or a top 10 or even a top 25 team. So 95 straight, you go, what's the big deal? Well, it's the longest streak in FBS history. The previous longest streak, it is 23 more wins than the previous high. Miami did it. The Hurricanes did it back in the from 84 to 95. The Florida Gators did it from 89 to 2000. And to give you just one example, Ohio State, you would say Ohio State's been pretty good over the last 10 years, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Ohio State, by the way, during the same time frame that Alabama has won 95 straight against unranked teams, and this dates back, by the way, to the Independence Bowl of 2007. Ohio State has suffered 9 losses to unranked teams during the same time that Alabama's put together this 95 straight wins against unranked teams.
Wow. Those are always good numbers. Johnny, you call those numbers just as well as anybody, breaking that down. And I mean, you look at Alabama, I know we haven't talked since the 13th time at number one, and you look and you just go through the numbers and you just shake your head. You just go, I mean, this is crazy. When you begin to look at Nick Saban and not just, success in one area, but just success all the way around. I mean, he's got a chance, if you look at Devontae Smith walking out as the best wide receiver to ever play in Tuscaloosa, especially if he can find a way to add another championship to maybe his collection. You look at just the overall development side of things. Going through, adjusting, going against something that he's uncomfortable with, but he's doing it anyway. All these stats just kind of add up. And I say it here in Tuscaloosa, and a lot of the older people get really irritated at me when I say it. I mean, I get mean phone calls, but I think he's better than Coach Bryant. I think he's the greatest college football coach that's ever walked the sidelines. And these stats kind of prove it. When you look at it, nobody's done this against better competition. And really, if you look at the start of the dynasty, he did it at one of the high points of the SEC.
Before we let you go, you brought up the name Devontae Smith. This is one of these unusual categories as far as career categories. I don't care what conference you're talking about. And in this particular case, career receiving yards in the SEC history. Because right now, Devontae Smith, just on the outside of the top 10 looking in, he is right behind Amari Cooper and DJ Hall, who are both on that top 10 list in the SEC. But look at this. Depending on what kind of day he has today, if Devontae Smith goes off today, so he's not even in the top 10 right now. He needs 56 yards to get into the top 10. He could end up, if he has 226 receiving yards today, he could go from outside the top 10 to number 3 on the list in the SEC today, just with a big game. Otherwise, if he has just a normal day, 134 yards, he will still be 6 on that list by the end of the afternoon.
Wow. I mean, you begin to shake your head. I mean, it's not like he's competing with guys we're talking about guys that will play that will be enshrined in the NFL Hall of Fame. And I know we're not talking about the NFL side of things, but I'm just trying to give you a level of caliber of player. I mean, those names that you're going through had a chance to, be a very successful player. So you just, we had the 3-week bye week, we debated this one show. And for 4 hours, we kind of made the argument that he was or he wasn't. And what did he needed to do to kind of become that best wide receiver? And then we kind of took Najee Harris. There's still a chance, even though it's a very slim one, depends on the amount of games, that he may have a chance to break this record, be the all-time rushing record at Alabama. So you just look at this team, it's balanced. They can beat you so many different ways. They can run it right at you. They can, spread you out, go deep. They've got great speed to get something isolated out of the backfield with Najee Harris. I mean, they've got so many different things that they can do. And I was asking Ryan Leaf yesterday on my show, I said, if you're a defensive coordinator, what do you do? Pray. He's like, that's really the only thing you can do. Because you're not going to be able to stop all of it. So you try to focus on what you think they do the least at as far as production. And you try to find a way to shut that down and force them to do something else. It's you know, you try to create something. But he said that would be an absolute problem. If they're clicking, they're winning.
Ryan Fowler, once again, we thank you so much. Kickoff this afternoon from Tuscaloosa just after 3 as number one ranked Alabama takes on Kentucky. It was a series through the first 2 games, 1-1. Since then, Alabama the record is 36-1-1. That lone loss came back in the late 90s, if you remember, the overtime loss. Tim Couch at quarterback for the Kentucky Wildcats. If you want to keep up with Ryan on Twitter, you can do so at Ryan C. Fowler, co-host and talk show host down in Tuscaloosa, Tide 100.9. We appreciate you, sir. Hope you have
Johnny, can I say one thing real quick?
Sure.
Go Balls today. Go Balls! I hope the Tennessee Volunteers lay a smackdown on the Auburn Tigers. Go Balls for all your fans up there.
I hear you. Hey, have a great weekend, buddy.
Thank you.
See, I can't say that